Hi, and welcome to the Day Trading for Beginners podcast. This is episode 16, and in this episode, we're going to talk about what is day trading and why is trading psychology such an important component. So my name is Tyler Stokes from StokesTrades.com. I'm on a journey to become a full-time day trader, and I'm sort of at the stage now where I've set up a brokerage account. I've gotten used to buying and selling stocks in my paper trading account. So in the last podcast, we went over all the different order types that there are for stocks. So market orders, limit orders, and stop orders. And now I'm in the process of studying options. So I'm going to have some tutorials about setting up options in Interactive Brokers. And then we're going to have several podcasts and videos all about learning more about options. Options is quite a big sort of topic. So again, if you've not downloaded the blueprint, I have a 6-month blueprint that outlines exactly what I'm doing. You can find that in the show notes, or you can go to StokesTrades.com/blueprint, and you can sort of stay updated with everything that I'm doing on this journey. So I thought, this episode would sort of be a good time to talk more about specifically what day trading is and why, trading psychology and mindset is such an important component. And, I probably would have done this episode earlier in this journey, but I just haven't, at the earlier stages, I just didn't know how important mindset was. And I keep seeing it over and over. So I wanted to sort of share that in today's episode. And again, in future episodes, we're going to do options for quite a few weeks sort of moving forward. So I thought, this would be a good time to do another sort of mindset discussion. So again, here, what we want to do is talk specifically about what day trading is, talk a little bit about some personality traits that could go well with day trading, and then we're going to talk about trading psychology at the end of the podcast. So if we want to think about like the most basic answer to the question, what is day trading? You could simply say that, day trading, it's the act of buying and selling. So, trading financial instruments, and these could be stocks, bonds, ETF, options, futures, contracts, and currencies. And we talked about all of these in prior podcasts. So if you trade these, so you buy or sell these within the same day, that's a good definition of what day trading is. So you buy and sell something before the day is over, and you don't hold any positions overnight. That would be what day trading is. Now, do keep in mind that, some quote unquote day traders, they're also swing traders. If their trading strategy and their, the market conditions call for that. So a swing trader is someone who would hold a position in a financial instrument like a stock, maybe for a few days or several weeks. So, typically day traders, the definition is a day trader will close out the position in one day and no positions are held overnight. But do understand that, as you look around some strategies, people might day trade, but they might also do a little bit of swing trading as well. So, obviously, this definition of, just buying and selling a financial instrument in one day, it's probably not enough for us to fully understand what day trading is. So let's take a closer look and more specifically talk about the strategy involved with day trading. And basically, day trading, it is a speculative trading style where the goal is to profit from short-term price fluctuation. So day traders, they often use technical analysis, news events, and market sentiment to make quick decisions and then capitalize on market movement. So the term, speculative trading style, as it's used in this context of day trading, refers to, an approach to trading that's primarily focused on attempting to profit from short-term fluctuations in market prices. Now, unlike, long-term investment strategies that rely on fundamental analysis, of a company's performance, growth potential, or, economic kind of factors, speculative trading involves making trades based on predictions of immediate price movement. So day trading, it's not the same as like traditional investing. So if you tell someone you're involved with day trading, and I've kind of shared that I'm doing this, a lot of people might say, "Oh, you got to share some investment tips." But people don't understand that, day trading, when they hear that, they think investments, they think stock investments, but it's very much, it's very different from traditional investment. So, if you're a great analyst who can find investments that will pay off in the long run, it does not mean you're going to be a good trader. You know, most people, they know what investing is. So, you know, if you just think investing in stocks, buying and holding a stock, you know, it increases its value over time. And many people, they understand that. However, that is not day trading. So certainly the, you know, you might participate in the same market, you know, investing in the long term with stocks and, you know, trading them in one day, but they are very different. So here are some sort of kind of key characteristics about day trading. Again, short-term focus. So day traders engage in transactions within the same trading day, aiming to capitalize on price movements that occur over minutes, hours, or throughout a session. Again, the speculation comes from attempting to forecast these quick changes. Technical analysis and market signals are very important. So this style, it relies on technical analysis, which includes studying, you know, charts, volume, moving averages, and other indicators to predict future price movements. And the journey that we're on, the 6 month blueprint that I have, in months 5 and 6, we're doing a deep dive into technical analysis. So we're going to learn everything about this form of studying price movements. And again, traders, they also pay attention to news events, market sentiment, to make informed decisions. But technical analysis is a huge part of day trading. And the other characteristic, and there are certainly more, but one that stood out is, you know, it really requires discipline and focus. So successful speculative trading demands a high degree of discipline to stick to a trading plan, focus to monitor the markets, and then a solid understanding of market dynamics to make quick, informed decisions. So to sort of summarize the whole speculative trading style, again, it can be characterized by its focus on leveraging short-term market volatilities to achieve gains, requiring an acute attention to market conditions, a disciplined approach to risk management, and a readiness to act swiftly on trading opportunities. So that summary kind of leads us into a quick discussion here on some of the personality traits that, you know, some successful traders certainly have. And there's three that sort of stood out to me. Certainly there are others, but, you know, discipline, independence, and decisiveness are three traits that I seem to see when I've been studying this over the last 3 months or so. So, you know, discipline, if we talk about that, you know, when you look at, firstly, all the work that it takes to learn how to day trade, it's pretty obvious that, you know, successful traders, they have a lot of discipline. So if you download that blueprint, you look at the work that we're going to do over the next 6 months, you know, you have to be disciplined to even learn enough to get started trading. You know, if you don't have a background in these finance mediums, then, you know, you're going to learn all about stocks. You've got to open your brokerage account. You're going to learn all the things involved with technical analysis. So, you know, if you're like me, you're going to need to study this stuff on your own time as well. You've got limited free time. Maybe you're doing other things. So to get to a point where you're ready to trade, it's going to require a lot of discipline. So right away, any sort of success that you're going to have, you need to be disciplined. And then when you start trading, it's also very obvious that you need to have a trading plan and stick with it. So you need to start your day with a routine and journal and track all your trades for reviewing. And then you need to take your profits and cut your losses with no emotions. And, you know, unorganized, undisciplined people, you know, you certainly aren't going to be successful. That is very, very obvious. You need to be disciplined. And then the next point, or the next trait there was independence. So, you know, personally, I like working alone. I built an affiliate marketing business, and the only contact I really had with people was through email. So naturally, I'm attracted to day trading because it's clear that independence is a personality trait that traders have. So, you know, if studying charts and working alone at your computer is something that you enjoy or that you think you will enjoy, then that's certainly a good sign. And then lastly, their decisiveness. You know, some people have a hard time making decisions. And I think we all know someone like that. They need to consult with a few people before pulling the trigger on, you know, everything from, you know, what they make for dinner to how they respond to, you know, an unpleasant social situation. They got to consult someone. Successful traders can't afford to get a second opinion. You need to execute your trading strategy in a timely manner and be confident. So if you can't make quick, decisive decisions, you probably won't be a good trader. So those three personality traits sort of stick out to me. Now, the other important trait that successful traders have is a strong mindset. So the good news is that this is something you can and you will have to work on. So, you know, as long as you have the awareness that working on your mindset is key to success, it's something that I personally think you can 100% build and grow. And something I'm going to have to do. And I think that we all will have to do that to become successful traders. So this leads into, you know, the last section of today's podcast where I want to sort of talk about why everyone talks about, you know, the importance of trader psychology. And for this section, I thought that I would share my notes on the first chapter from one of the most popular trading psychology books out there called Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. So in the show notes, I'll have a link to this. You can buy it on Amazon. You can get the audiobook. I personally have the audiobook and I've listened to it quite a few times. And it's a book I'm going to continue to listen to as I'm on this journey. And, you know, you'll find that everyone recommends this book. And whether you get a lot out of it in the early stages of your journey, I think it's one that you're going to kind of continuously flip back to and listen to as you grow into a day trader. And it's really important. And, you know, I want to basically summarize my notes and I'm going to share some direct quotes from the book as well. And I'll do my best to kind of give credit to a quote that I read that is directly from the book, but just no full disclosure that some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about here comes directly from the book. So as a quick summary, you know, we're just talking about chapter one. The chapter provides basically a compelling argument for the psychological aspects of trading. It suggests that, you know, technical skills alone are insufficient for success. So instead, emotional intelligence, a disciplined approach to risk, and a deep understanding of one's psychological responses to the market's ups and downs are what truly set successful traders apart. So if you're a pure beginner, you know, some of this stuff you might not be able to relate to right away, but certainly once you get trading, even in your paper trading account, you'll notice that, you know, a lot of this stuff is going to come up and it's going to be very valuable for you to, you know, get this book, read it, and continuously come back to it. So, the chapter there, it starts this, discussion about, you know, the evolution of some trading strategies. So, you know, trading, it's evolved from just relying on, you know, fundamental analysis, which again, focuses on the intrinsic value of a company, to technical analysis, which predicts price movements based on past patterns, and now to mental analysis. So there's this shift that emphasizes the importance of the trader's mindset in achieving trading success. So technical analysis became popular because people realized that you can't make money consistently by only using fundamental analysis. And again, fundamental analysis, it's based on a model that factors in many things, and it comes up with a price a stock should be in the future. But, you know, these models, they don't factor in people as variables as well. So if people don't know about the model or don't believe in it, the price won't go up. And if we want to talk, you know, just quickly here about a real life sort of example, you know, I'm a Tesla investor. I bought the stock sort of, you know, 2019, 2020. I'm a Tesla owner as well. I really believe in the company. The products are great and the stock has done well, but it's been flat for the last few years. But if you look at the fundamental analysis and you go and you look at some people that share everything about the fundamentals of this company, you know, it has a great future. And I'm, you know, this isn't financial advice, but I'm happy to be a long-term investor in the company because there are so many things that are coming with this company. They've got the $25,000 car coming out next year, FSD, so full self-driving, keeps making great advancements. It's just a matter of time before that starts working. They've got manufacturing experience and expertise that brings their costs down. They are innovating in that space like no one else. The Model Y was the best-selling car in 2023. Again, they're going to make the new car. They've got the humanoid robot coming out in the next few years. So they have so many things that are coming down the pipeline. However, if you look at the stock today, you know, its price is not reflective of what many people think are the fundamentals that are sort of coming in the future. So again, people, you know, Wall Street analysts either don't know about all these things, or they just don't believe in them. So the price, you know, has not gone up. So, you know, if you were just trying to make money on the fundamentals, you know, you haven't made any money in Tesla in the last few years. But, you know, if you want to hold on to it for the long term, you know, the view is that all the market will start to understand all these things, especially when they come and they make their way onto the balance sheet and people, and, you know, there are actual, you know, good margins from the energy business and, you know, sales are going up and whatnot. But for the fundamentals, you know, you can't make money from those because, you know, people don't know about them. So technical analysis, you know, that looks at what the market is doing now in relation to what it has done in the past, instead of focusing on what the market should be doing based on, you know, what is logical. So therefore, you know, there are more opportunities to make money with technical analysis. So again, you know, if you held, you know, Tesla over the last few years, you haven't made any money. It's been flat. Whereas there have been so many technical analysis ways to make money in the market in various other forms. But the big question that, you know, the author here, Mark, poses in the chapter here is that, can you take advantage of these opportunities? He explains that there's a psychological gap. So you might know what to do, but can you put on those trades? And that's where, you know, this whole notion of mental and mindset comes in. So just some thoughts here. You know, as someone personally that's transitioning from an investment mindset where, you know, decisions are made, you know, based on the long-term potential of companies, like I mentioned there, to a beginner day trader, it's essential to understand that the focus shifts dramatically. Again, in day trading, the immediate price action and market sentiment take precedent over the fundamental strengths or weaknesses of the underlying company. And sometimes you don't even need to know what the fundamental strengths are in order to day trade a security. So this shift, it doesn't eliminate the value there of understanding some fundamentals, but it really highlights that with day trading, success is determined more on mastering technical analysis to navigate, you know, short-term price fluctuations, and then developing a resilient trading psychology to make decisions without emotion. So, you know, while investing is about planting seeds in fertile ground and sort of waiting for them to grow, day trading is about navigating the waves of the market with skill and mental fortitude. So both require knowledge and understanding, but the tools and the mindset for success in each are distinct. So that was a big realization for me as I've begun this journey, that, you know, day trading is not the same as investing. Fundamental, you know, analysis matters a bit, but certainly does not play anywhere near as an important role as it does just looking at the price action. So the price movements of the stock on sort of an immediate basis. Now, the chapter also talks about developing a winning mindset. So, you know, success in trading requires a winner's mindset, which, you know, many traders lack initially. And the author sort of mentions that, you know, mindset involves accepting losses as part of the learning process, being willing to start small, and then embracing challenges as opportunities for growth. So, you know, achieving this mindset, it's crucial for overcoming the inevitable obstacles and failures that every sort of trader is going to face. And yeah, he mentions that the best traders think differently. And this is a direct quote. He says, "Attitude is everything. Winners have a unique set of attitudes that allows them to remain disciplined, focused, and above all, confident. They are not susceptible to the common fears and trading errors." So that's a direct quote. And again, the best traders, they think differently. Attitude is everything. Then he goes on to mention that trading is full of paradoxes. So, you know, a paradox is a logically self-contradictory statement, or it's a statement that runs contrary to one's expectation. So here are some, you know, simple examples that you've probably heard of before. These are paradoxes. You know, less is more. The only constant is change. You have to spend money to make money. The only rule is there are no rules. So those are some paradox examples. And he says that trading is full of them. Things that seem to make sense don't work in the world of trading. And one that he talks about in the first chapter is that trading is inherently risky. You know, there's nothing guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed 100%. The risk of losing money is always there. If you put on a trade, you would assume that you're a risk taker. But the logical answer there is yes. When you put on a trade, you're taking a risk, but it doesn't mean you are accepting the risk. So he talks a lot about this. He says that, you know, when someone decides to trade, they're essentially agreeing to take a risk. However, agreeing to take a risk, it's different from fully embracing it. So many traders enter the market without a true understanding of what it means to be a risk taker. They might, you know, recognize the risk on a surface level, but they haven't fully come to terms with the potential consequences of their action. So, you know, successful traders, they view risk differently. They not only acknowledge the risk, but they also accept and embrace it. Now, this acceptance allows them to trade without hesitation. So when a trade isn't going their way and, you know, they can cut their losses without letting any emotions get in the way. So their ability to maintain discipline, focus, and confidence despite the risks is what sets them apart. So, you know, fear of risk is a significant obstacle in trading. If you're trading with fear, it indicates you haven't fully accepted the risks that are involved. And avoiding risk may seem, you know, like a safe strategy, but in trading, it's a recipe for failure. Success in trading requires confronting and managing risk head on, not running from it. So trading presents us with the fundamental paradox. How do we remain disciplined, focused, and confident in the face of constant uncertainty? So you need to think like a trader. You need to learn to accept the risks. So with no emotional pain, there's nothing to avoid. And, you know, then it just becomes information. So here's another quote from Mark from the book Trading in the Zone. And I'll read it here. He says that the best traders aren't afraid. They have attitudes that give them the greatest degree of mental flexibility to flow in and out of trades based on what the market is telling them about possibilities from its perspective. So they don't get reckless. So the best traders, they have no fear. They are never afraid and never reckless. And he goes on to talk about, you know, these four primary trader fears. And, you know, he says that people fail because they have the wrong attitude about, you know, the fear of being wrong, losing money, missing out, or leaving money on the table. So if you have the wrong attitude about these things, being wrong, losing money, missing out, leaving money on the table, if you have any fear about those things, you're going to fail. Now, it's, you know, logical to think that you should maybe have some fears regarding the market, but when it comes to trading, your fears will cause you to act in ways that bring about what you are afraid of. So, you know, if that sort of doesn't make sense, just think of golf. Now, imagine you're standing up at the tee and you're looking down the fairway, and on the left side, there's this large pond, and you say to yourself, don't hook it left, don't hook it left, don't hook it left. What do you think is going to happen? You stand up, you take a swing, and you hook it left right into the water. So trading, it kind of works this way too. And as stated from the book again, if you're scared of being wrong, your fear will act upon your perception of market information in a way that will cause you to do something that ends up making you wrong. So, you know, fear is, it's not a good thing for trading. It's, you know, fear itself, it's immobilizing. It freezes you. It's like that deer in the headlights. It doesn't let you see and understand all the information that is available to you. And, you know, the source of this fear and the problem that it causes, it's based on our own attitudes. And that's why, you know, in the book, he states that fear is very subtle. The, you know, the thinking patterns that affect our trading, they're just based on, you know, the natural way we think. So it's internal, not external. And, you know, this is why you can't blame the market for, you know, inconsistent results. And in the book, Mark, he explains that to be consistent, we need to understand how our beliefs and attitudes affect our perception of market information. So for those, you know, with the wrong mindset, it's going to seem as if it's the market's behavior that is causing the lack of consistent results in your trade. And unfortunately, you know, this leads you to learn more about the markets, which is actually a trap. So he talks about this. He's thinking that, you know, if you have the wrong attitudes, you're going to believe, oh, it's the market's fault. I need to study the market more. And you do more analysis. And, you know, that's a trap. There are too many variables to consider, and the market can do things, you know, unexpectedly. So you can't do enough market analysis to overcome the fear you have of losing money. Now, you obviously need market analysis, but it's not, you know, the path to consistent results. It won't solve the problems that come from a lack of confidence, discipline, or improper focus. So to be confident, you know, you need to have trust in yourself. That's exactly what confidence is. So to get this trust, you know, you need to train your mind to override your natural inclination to think in ways that are counterproductive to being a successful trader. And market analysis is not the training that you need. So, okay, well, what can you do? Well, you know, at the end of chapter one, he states that you need to adjust your attitudes and beliefs about trading in such a way that you can trade without the slightest bit of fear, while at the same time, keep a framework in place that doesn't allow you to become doesn't allow you to become reckless. So that's the recipe for success for trading from, you know, this author, Mark Douglas. And it's what the rest of the book sort of teaches you. So it's a really important component, this, you know, trading mindset. And, you know, if we just kind of go back and just say what we just covered there, you need to adjust your attitudes and beliefs about trading in a way that you can trade without the slightest bit of fear, while at the same time you keep your framework, so your trading strategy in place, and it doesn't allow you to become reckless. So at the time right now, you know, we're on this journey, and you might be a beginner, you might not be trading right now, but you just need to know that once you get there and you start making the trades, and you know, you've studied technical analysis, and we're going to do that in a couple months, and we're going to study a trading strategy, and we're going to trade in a paper account, but then we're going to trade real money. And this is when, you know, our emotions are going to, you know, try and seep into our trading. And if we don't have the strong mindsets, the right attitudes about trading, understanding that, you know, understanding this notion of taking a risk, understanding that, you know, we can cut our losses. We're not going to be worried about losing money. We're not going to be worried about leaving money on the table or missing out on anything. We don't care if we're wrong. We're going to expect to be wrong in some of our trades. These are the type of things that, you know, you need to be working on in terms of mindset to eventually become consistent enough and make money month after month in trading. So, you know, that's it for chapter one. You know, I hope that you found this useful. I would recommend this book. This is sort of like the first, you know, quote unquote product that I think I'm going to be recommending on this journey. I've bought this book. I'm sort of, you know, at the beginning of the year, and I've gone through it once in an audiobook format. And I sort of just put it on when I'm working out at the gym or driving in the car. And it's been good. And it's been one of those books that I think you need to revisit and you can reread or re-listen to over and over. And I think that as we get into trading, we're going to start, you know, eventually trading with real money, some of the lessons from the book are going to be even more important. So I hope that you found this useful. We talked a bit about what day trading exactly is, some personality traits, and then we touched on the importance of mindset. And that's sort of just like an intro into, you know, why trading psychology is so important. Some of the stuff they talked about in chapter one, as good. And then the whole book really builds on this idea of, you know, trading psychology. So again, I would recommend that you pick that up. So I hope that you found this episode useful and informative. You can subscribe to the podcast. Again, in the show notes, you can find the YouTube channel as well. You can find that blueprint if you'd like to download that. In the next episode, I think we're going to get into options, whether we're going to talk about some more advanced strategies with options. We have talked about, you know, the basics of buying a put and buying a call. So then we're going to get into just more content related to options and even more videos potentially about trading options in our brokerage account. We are using Interactive Brokers. So consider subscribing to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I look forward to talking with you in the next episode.